You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game on all social media platforms. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews on all social media platforms as well. Good Tuesday morning to you. Hope you are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure that people are having a good stay of wherever they're at. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry. And of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right. Lots to get into this morning per usual. And I want to start with the Atlanta Falcons because they had practice yesterday. And now they're probably in Miami by now. I think they left at some point yesterday to head to Miami. And they're going to have a couple of joint practices with Miami before their preseason game on Friday. So one thing I do want to talk about is how this, one, how this, well, really what the expectations are for me going into this, going into these joint practices. What I want to see, what I want to hear, and things of that nature. So, first of all, one thing that I want to hear is that the defense can find a way to at least scheme up a way to deal with the speed of Miami, because that's going to be something that, again, they're not going to have to deal with on a regular basis. I'm pretty sure they don't play Miami in the regular season, but Miami isn't the only team with speed. You're going to have to deal with speed. So one thing I would like to see, if you can handle speed in the worst way, which is, you know, the Dolphins and all their speed they have with Tyreek Hill, Jalen Waddle, even Odell Beckham Jr. to an extent, if they can find a way to scheme up a good plan to, you know, they're going to be working on their own stuff. They're going to be doing their own things. This isn't going to be anything specific to trying to stop exactly what the Dolphins do. But I am going to be interested to see how they still deal with the speed of a team like the Miami Dolphins, because that could, again, tell us a lot about how they could possibly look against teams who also have speed. So those are one of the things I'm looking forward to, how obviously A.J. Terrell looks against Tyreek Hill, and how, you know, if Clark Phillips is going to be on Jalen Waddle, how he looks, how he's going to look against a guy like Jalen Waddle, Mike Hughes, because, again, Mike Hughes is right now in the pole position for that other outside corner spot opposite A.J. Terrell, but we all know that still plenty of time to go in camp, still plenty of time to go in the preseason before we start the regular season, before any decisions have to be made. So I do wonder how that competition is going to play out now that you're starting to play some other guys, now that you're starting to play some other dudes. Will Clark Phillips maybe take an advantage or get a leg up on Mike Hughes now that they're going up against some other dudes, going up against some other receivers? Or will Mike Hughes show that, no, this is my job, and I deserve to be that other outside corner? I'm the vet, and I'm just, you know, a little bit more seasoned, a little bit more ready than maybe Clark Phillips is at this moment in time. So that's one of the things I'm interested to see, how this secondary deals with the speed of the Miami Dolphins receiving corps, and kind of how they scheme up to, if they scheme up at all, to try and stop them, and kind of the things they work on defensively in the backfield specifically. So that's one of the things. Another thing I am looking out for, something everybody, I feel like, looks out for during these joint practices, obviously we're looking to see how the trenches play out. Looking to see how the trenches look. Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, Ruka Roro, all these guys, Braylon Trice even. I want to see how these trenches play out and how our defensive line looks against their O-line, how our O-line looks against their defensive line. I am definitely interested to see what our trenches look like, because the trenches, again, I feel like should be pretty good. Again, you don't have a bunch of household names, but you do have some household names. You have some guys who, at least I am expecting big things from this season. Again, David Onyemata, Grady Jarrett, a little bit more towards household names, and they've been looking good throughout practice. I've been hearing David Onyemata is creating pressure on pretty much every single play, and he has been looking really, really good. And we know what Grady Jarrett brings to the table, but how does Zach Harrison look? Again, how is Arnold Ebiketie looking when it comes to getting to the quarterback? How is the rookie Braylon Trice looking? How is the rookie Brandon Dorlus looking? Ruka Roro, how are they all looking against some new blood and some new competition and guys they haven't gone up against at all before in their careers as rookies? So definitely looking towards how the rookies look, how they adjust to going up against some new people and some guys that aren't their teammates. Offensive line, definitely looking to see how they how well they go up against a solid Miami Dolphins defensive line. Very solid Miami Dolphins defensive line. Calais Campbell, who's on that defensive line now. So I don't know if we'll see Calais at all. Might be in his contract to where he don't necessarily have to do anything in training camp or enjoying practices. But maybe he will. So maybe you'll see Calais out there too. But interested to see what this defensive line and this offensive line looks like against the Dolphins' respective offensive line and defensive lines. Obviously, you want to see how Kirk Cousins looks against some defenses that aren't his own guys and how he looks against that Miami defense going up against their corners, their safeties, and how he's able to move and shift them around with his eyes. And if he can move the offense as well as he has been moving against our own defense, can he do that same thing against a Miami Dolphins defense? So looking out for that as well. Also want to see these receivers. You know, we've been hearing good things about Darnell Mooney. Obviously, Drake London is Drake London. But want to see what Raver McLeod, who, again, has been looking really good, according to everything we're hearing and coming out of practice. He's been looking really good. He's been standing out lately. I believe even Raheem Morris talked about him standing out and looking good here to start camp. Does that continue going up against some new defensive backs and some guys that aren't your teammates? How does Rondale Moore look? So these receivers, what do these receivers look like? Are they going to have some success against the Dolphins' DBs? Just all the things that you are, you know, looking out for. Can the offense execute the same way? Can they move the ball as easily? So I'm interested to see all these things. I'm sure we'll have plenty of video clips. I'm sure we'll have plenty of notes sent out as well. There'll be plenty of tweets to look over and all that good stuff. So I'm very interested to see all of that and see how all of it plays out. But at the end of the day, of course, you just want guys to stay healthy. And, you know, if there are going to be fights, which, you know, that feels, it doesn't feel inevitable, but, you know, tempers flare up every now and then. Hopefully nothing crazy breaks out in the world of fights goes. But if there are, hopefully, you know, we're out there dishing out some punishment if some fights do happen. But it will be interesting to see our team go up against some new blood, if you will, and to see how they look up against a team that was, again, playoff team last year. They look good throughout the season, and we'll see how they fare. But those are a couple of things I am looking out for as far as the joint practices go. Now, obviously, we'll talk about the preseason game once we get a little bit closer to Friday, but don't expect any, you know, big-time starters to play. We already know Kirk Cousins isn't playing. I don't expect Bijan Robinson probably to play. I don't even expect Tyler Allgeier to play. Probably get a lot of Jace McClellan, a lot of Corey Washington. And as far as defense goes, probably a lot of J.D. Bertrand, who, by the way, he was speaking to Andy and Randy yesterday. I'll let you hear a little bit of that here before we get to break. But I am wanting to see – I do hope, as far as the preseason game goes, that we do get to see these rookies for a fair bit. I do hope that we get to see the likes of Braylon Trice for – a good amount of series, that we get to see Brandon Dorlus for a good amount of series, that we get to see Rook Arororo for a good amount of series. So I do hope we get to see these rookies as far as on the defense, how on the defensive side of things go. So we'll see, but it's exciting times for football fans and Falcons fans everywhere as the preseason is about to be all the way underway. Starting on Friday, I believe these first set of games get going, and we'll see how everything fares. But before we go to break here, let's let you hear from J.D. Bertrand, Falcons rookie linebacker, and he was talking about how he's looking forward to these practices going against Miami and how he's looking forward to going up against Miami, going up against the new team. And again, I know if we're ready to see the Falcons go up against some new competition, you have to believe that the Falcons are ready to go up against some new competition. You know, they've been hitting on their guys. They've been hitting on their teammates all the way up until now, you know, going all the way, dating all the way back to OTAs for the rookies, rookie minicamp, mandatory minicamp, all of it. They've been hitting on their guys, hitting on their teammates, and now they finally get the opportunity to go up against some new competition. So I know they're ready to do that. Let's hear J.D. Bertrand talk about going up against Miami and looking forward to that challenge.
I'm ecstatic. I mean, it's almost back to college in a way. Like, you're out there, you're starting off, you're the guy right there, and then you got all the special teams groups. And so I think the other thing that I'm excited for is it'll be a new offense with new challenges. And so being able to play them in the week and then kind of study that film during the week to be able to prepare for that game and prepare for that final performance.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, again, it's a new challenge, new competition. Just gives you a little bit of extra adrenaline going into practice. Gives you maybe an extra pep in your step, you know? So it will be interesting to see. And for a guy like J.D. Bertrand, who has been performing a lot he's gotten a lot of second-team reps. I believe he's even gotten some first-team reps. This is a big chance for him to show, look, I'm a baller. I can be one of these dudes, and I can be a guy who can provide some good linebacker depth for this team, and I can be, again, one of those dudes that shows out and shows that, look, I belong in this league, and I'm ready. I'm ready day one. So it'll be fun to see how everybody performs in these joint practices. And look, we're going to have a lot to take away. I don't know how much we're going to have to take away from the preseason games, or the preseason game, I should say, against Miami, but we'll have a lot to take away from these joint practices, because that's when we'll see Kirk Cousins and Drake London and Darnell Mooney, Bijan Robinson, Tyler Allgeier. That's when we'll see these guys on offense really putting in the work, because we probably won't see any of those guys during the preseason. And as far as defensively goes, we'll see all those guys on defense. Grady, David Onyemata, Lorenzo Carter, Troy Anderson, Caden Ellis, Nate Landman. That's when we see all these guys putting in work. A.J. Terrell, Clark Phillips, Mike Hughes. That's when we'll see all these guys putting in work on defense. And that's when we'll get the real, real takeaways. And we'll start to get an idea of what this Falcons team is going to start to look like. So a lot of questions will be answered. A lot of new questions might come up, too, as far as what the Falcons are going to look like when we head into week one. All right, when we come back here 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, the Braves back at it tonight. We'll get you set up for Braves-Brewers. Big series for the Bravos tonight. And we got somebody on the mound who we want to see the good side of them, to say the least. You probably know who I'm talking about. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take. Live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. People, early morning, late night hospital workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early rises this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there as well. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers, my bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my local 728 transportation drivers, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, going to talk Braves here as they did get a little bit of help last night. The Dodgers did beat the Phillies in what was a emotional game out there at Dodger Stadium. I talked about this, I believe it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. All the days kind of blend together, and, you know, Monday feels like Friday. Yesterday feels like 3 days ago. You never know. But point being, I talked about what has been going on with the Freeman family, Freddie and Chelsea Freeman, and dealing with their son Maximus, the disease that he is dealing with. I have to pull up the name of it again, but he was able to return. Maximus is doing well, and all is good there, but it was emotional return back. And, you know, Freddie, before the game, was talking about, you know, what kind of time him and Chelsea and his son have been going through, and just what their family has been going through over the past, you know, weeks and days. So it was emotional return back, but all that being said, it was good to see, and it's good to know that, again, his family is doing well, and Maximus is making a recovery. And it's also good to know that they were able to beat up on the Phillies. So you did get some help last night as far as the Braves go, and Braves fans were happy to know that the Phillies went down. 5-3 was the final score, I believe. It was 5-3. So if you're the Braves, look, you're hoping the Dodgers can continue to help you out a little bit as you start a three-game set with the Brewers tonight. And look, not going to be easy. Brewers are a very, very good team. But you just took 2 out of 3 from them in Milwaukee. Go do the same thing here in the ATL, here in the friendly confines of Truist Park. So as it stands now, and again, we can scoreboard watch. Braves shouldn't be scoreboard watching, but we'll scoreboard watch because it's fun. Right now, we are 5.5 games back from the Phillies. Could end up being 4.5 by the end of today if, again, Braves win and Phillies lose. Now, again, Braves got to handle their part, got to handle their business. But this is, and we've been talking about it, and we will continue to talk about it. This will be an important stretch here for the Braves. You got 3 against the Brewers. You can take 2 out of 3 against the Brewers. You're feeling good about that. Then against the Rockies, you would really like to sweep the Rockies. They're 41-72. Now, I'd be in Colorado, so, you know, hopefully all your pitchers can, you know, do a fairly good job of keeping the ball in the ballpark, but we know how hard that is at Coors Field. But the Rockies at 41-72, you should beat up on them, at least take 2 out of 3 from them. The Giants are back to 500. They're 57-57, but still, you should be able to beat up on them at least a little bit. Take 3 out of 4 in a 4-game set. And then you got the Angels for 3. They're not good. Mike Trout's not coming back. They're 49-63. No Shohei Ohtani either. You should be able to beat up on them. And then you got, starting August 20th, a 3-game set against the Phillies, which will be big as well. So an important what next? 1, 2, 3, 4 series coming up before the Phillies. And at the end of the day, we know the Braves got to take care of handle their business, but this is also a very crucial time for the Braves because you feel like right now you can get some games back on the Phillies with who they're taking on right now. As I said, they got the Dodgers for 4, I believe. They're taking on the Dodgers for 4 games. And no, they're only taking on the Dodgers for 3 games, excuse me. So only have the Dodgers for 2 more games. They did lose the first one, so that's good. So they got the Dodgers for 2 more games. Then after that, they're going to take on the Diamondbacks. Again, a solid team. They got the Diamondbacks. That's who I was thinking of. They got the Diamondbacks for 4 games. They do take on the Marlins for 2 and then the Nationals for 4. You never know what could happen there. But then they match up with the Braves, obviously, as we were talking about. So at least these next 6 games for the Phillies, you feel like these next 6 games, they're going up against some pretty stiff competition. You feel like you have a solid chance to maybe make up some games in those 6 games. So at least in the next 6 games for the Braves, where you'll be taking on the Brewers for three and then the Rockies for three. Those are teams where you feel good about at least winning both of those series. And if the Phillies can lose, at least lose both of those series, then you can make some ground up and you're feeling good about being able to come back in the division. But again, at the end of the day, and we always preface, you know, my prior statement about the Braves coming back in the East, always preface the statement with this, you know, at the end of the day, just need to get in. We know they just need to get in. But it would be cool for the Braves to come back and obviously win the East. And the goal for them is still to win the East. And there's a pathway for them to do that. And with that pathway, you want to take advantage. You want to see them take advantage of it. So we'll see what happens with the Bravos. But they are on. They're back on tonight against the Milwaukee Brewers. First pitch scheduled for 7:20. Bryce Elder going to get the start tonight. Instead of Chris Sale, they're just going to push Chris Sale back. He's fine. They're just going to push Chris Sale back. And look, we know the deal with Bryce Elder. At this point, we just hope we get good Bryce. And that's really it. So, Bryce Elder, I hope you bring your A game tonight, my boy. But we need good Bryce tonight. Especially going up against a good Brewers team that can hit. We really, really need good Bryce tonight. Colin Rea is going to be on the mound for the Brewers. He's been pretty good over the course of the year. 9-3 record, 3.59 ERA, 1.20 whip in 115 and thirds innings pitch, giving up 103 hits. He has 90 strikeouts, 35 walks, only giving up 16 home runs so far this season. So, again, hopefully we can get good Bryce. He is, at this point, hit or miss, to be honest. That's no shade, just truth, but it is what it is at this point. And, you know, with Reynaldo Lopez going down, and that's the reason Bryce Elder, by the way, is going to get the start, because Reynaldo Lopez is on the IL. The Braves announced this yesterday. And again, you hope it's nothing long term, and you hope Reynaldo Lopez can come back sooner rather than later. But man, it just feels like you get one guy back, you just get Max Fried back, and then Reynaldo Lopez goes down. So yesterday the Braves did announce that Reynaldo Lopez is going on the 15-day IL, backdated to August 2nd with right forearm inflammation. So hopefully it's nothing serious, and hopefully it's only 15. It only has to be the 15 days, but man, you really just hate to continue to have these injuries. But hopefully AJ Smith-Shawver can come back soon at some point. Ian Anderson maybe can come back soon at some point. And hopefully Bryce Elder, for as long as he needs to, can hold down the fort. So we'll see. But Reynaldo Lopez is on the 15-day IL again, backdated to August 2nd with right forearm inflammation. And, man, I'm going to say this too real quick. I hope we better have minimal injuries next season. Because and I know every team deals with injuries, but all the injuries we done dealt with this season, every single last one of them have felt like they have gone to an important player. And again, I know injuries as far as that goes, like, you know, it's gonna most of the time happen to the guys that play, but like, my goodness, you know, it's been just blow after blow after big blow when you talk about these injuries. And again, hopefully it's only a minor thing and it can just be 15 days, but man, I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired of these injuries, man. So we'll see if the Braves can get a win tonight, and hopefully we get good Bryce, and we'll see the Braves get themselves a nice W. But I do want to quickly, before we go to break here, talk about this story that came out of, it didn't really come out of Atlanta, but it was about the Atlanta Falcons. Jeremy Fowler and Falcons beat writer for ESPN, Mark Raimondi. Jeremy Fowler, by the way, if you don't know, he's a senior national writer for ESPN, reporter as well. They put out a joint story talking about basically detailing everything leading up to the Falcons drafting Michael Penix Jr. And a lot of it is information that we already knew about, but some of it, I think, is a little bit of new information and is interesting if it is true. So there was
a source close to the team that was spilling some tea, y'all. And one of the things that they talked about and that ESPN put in this story is apparently a front office source told ESPN that the notion that Penix was a surprise pick, simply not the case, which, again, that is something we did know. And apparently, and Arthur Blank has spoken about, you know, that there were talks about them drafting the quarterback, Raheem Morris. You know, they've all pretty much said, without kind of directly saying, that there was a chance that they would take a quarterback. But one thing that is seeming like it is a little bit different as far as the stories go, things aren't quite adding up, is Arthur Blank, if you remember, he told us that when they were talking to Kirk Cousins and negotiating with Kirk Cousins, Arthur Blank said that they told Kirk that there was a chance that they could draft a quarterback. Now, he didn't say when, what round, or anything like that, but according to Arthur Blank, he did tell the media that they did tell Kirk Cousins that they could possibly draft a quarterback. Now, in a source with direct knowledge of the veterans' free agency process said this, quote, "that never came up as even a remote possibility," end quote. So this source is saying that the Falcons never even brought up the fact that they could draft a quarterback when negotiating with Kirk Cousins, when they were talking to Kirk Cousins before the draft. So, that's a little bit of new information there. Now, how much does it matter at this point? None at all, really, and that's why we're only spending a few minutes on it. But it is interesting to get some new details about this as the dust kind of settles on this story. But at the end of the day, Kirk Cousins is here. He's ready to go. His deal is signed. He's here. Michael Penix Jr. is a Falcon. He's here. Just moving forward at this point. It's all that can be done. So Kirk Cousins isn't lucky. He's going to request a trade anytime soon. So we're all good. But it is interesting. If you want to read more of it, it's a long piece. But if you want to read the whole thing, go to ESPN.com. All right. When we come back here on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines, because there is one quarterback who was getting a little feisty yesterday enjoying practices and probably a little surprised about who it was. We'll talk about it next here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews on a Tuesday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews here on a Tuesday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers, getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night food industry workers serving up the good nourishment for all my early risers this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers out there, making sure the people are having a great stay wherever they may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear loading truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work in a safe and timely fashion. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well. All my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry and, of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. Man, there were some tempers flaring yesterday at the Lions and Giants joint practices. If you haven't heard, let me fill you in. Apparently, there were approximately, I think it was 8 skirmishes between the Lions and the Giants during a what you could call testy practice in 90 degree plus heat in New Jersey out there, one of which involved quarterback Daniel Jones, which, by the way, he is coming off ACL surgery. So, and he wasn't fully cleared for football activities until days before the start of training camp. But Daniel Jones still getting in there, still getting his nose dirty and, you know, getting in some skirmishes. So as far as the Daniel Jones fight goes, here's exactly what happened. So it was the Daniel Jones. He was taking snaps from center Greg Van Roten, and he got pushed into the ground a play after by Lions defensive lineman Aleem McNeil, and then Daniel Jones came over, shoved McNeil, and then that's when the sparks started to fly and tempers started to flare. And as far as what Daniel Jones had to say, he had to say this, quote, "Situation happens like that. You try to stand up for your guys. I thought it was good competitive practice all day, and we made some plays and did some good things. There were some things we need to shore up for sure, but good intensity and competitive spirit." So, look, you know, it seems like there was no real bad blood in it afterwards. But I mean, there were a lot of testy moments for sure. But look, when and again, we talked about this towards the beginning of the show when talking about what do I hope to see from the Falcons joint practices with the Dolphins. I don't necessarily want to see that many skirmishes, but you know, 1, 2, 3, that kind of comes with the territory, you feel like. But 8 just seems like excessive. It just seems like these guys were on go at any point in time during the practice. They were just all ready to duke it out in some way, shape, or form. But, yeah, so basically Greg Van Roten, he got pushed into the ground after a play by Lions defensive lineman Aleem McNeil, and then Daniel Jones standing up for his guy, standing up for his offensive lineman in center. He pushed McNeil, and then things started to go from there. Also, Amon-Ra St. Brown, who I really like to see him receiver too. I feel like you learn a lot of good stuff about him. He also, I hate to use the word jumped, but he kind of got jumped out there yesterday. So, the Lions star receiver on the second play of live drills, he was involved in a melee that had several punches thrown, and again, no helmets were taken off, so there were people throwing punches, you know, with helmets on, which is not always smart. Well, probably never smart, but that was a thing too. But like he had, like once it started, like all the Giants people just started coming up and ganging up on Amon-Ra St. Brown. Then it became, you know, a big fight, a big skirmish. So Lions and Giants, they got into some battles yesterday. So whew, that was something serious. Moving on here, some other NFL headlines quickly here on the Hometown Take. The Chiefs, how about they making Harrison Butker the NFL's top paid kicker? So the Kansas City Chiefs yesterday signed Harrison Butker to a contract extension that makes him the NFL's highest paid kicker. Sources told that to Adam Schefter yesterday. The extension is for four years, $25.6 million with $17.75 million guaranteed. So at $6.4 million per year, Butker is going to make more than the previously highest paid kickers, Baltimore Ravens' Justin Tucker and Philadelphia Eagles kicker Jake Elliott, who both averaged $6 million per season on their contracts. This deal does tie Bucker to the Chiefs through the 2028 season. He was scheduled to make $3.945 million in the final season of the five-year contract he signed with the Chiefs back in 2019. Bucker, who represented and negotiated the deal himself, so shout out to my guy, he confirmed in a post to X that he was finalizing a four-year extension. He said, quote, "There's no place I'd rather be than with the Chiefs. Excited to finalize a four-year extension," he wrote, "to the Heights." So we know Harrison Bucker. He's been pretty clutch over the years. He's been very reliable over the years as well. He's got a career field goal percentage of 89.1%. That's second all time behind Justin Tucker at 90.2. And again, most recently, he made a 29-yard field goal with 3 seconds remaining to put the Super Bowl into overtime with the Chiefs in last year's Super Bowl when they went on to beat the San Francisco 49ers. He kicked a 27-yard field goal with 8 seconds remaining to help the Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in Super Bowl a couple of years ago. And he also hit a 45-yard field goal with 3 seconds left 2 weeks earlier to give the Chiefs a win over the Cincinnati Bengals in the AFC Championship game. Last season, Bucker was 33 of 35 on field goal attempts. That's good for 94.3%. He was 6 of 6 from 50 yards and beyond. And in his first ever NFL game, if you remember way back when in 2017, he nailed a 43-yard field goal with 4 seconds remaining to give the Chiefs a win over Washington, again, in his first ever NFL game. So Harrison Bucker, ever since he came into the league, he's been that dude when it comes to kicking, and he is going to be with the Chiefs now for years to come. So he gets his money. All right, last bit of news here. The Rams wide receiver Puka Nacua, he's week to week with a knee injury, so he sustained it on Sunday. This is what sources told ESPN's Adam Schefter. But it seems like his injury is not serious. He left the Rams joint practice with the Chargers on Sunday after getting up slowly during a team drill. After the practice, Coach Sean McVay did say he wasn't sure what happened to Nacua. So, again, doesn't seem serious, but he should be all right. And the Texans are going to play their starters in the second preseason game. Head coach D'Amico Ryans had this to say, quote, "I truly believe that a guy needs to get reps in a preseason game. We don't go to the ground as you see the way we practice. We try to keep guys up and be as safe as possible in practice. I think everybody needs the opportunity to go to the ground a couple of times in the game, then get up and dust yourself off and just know you're good." He also continued by saying, quote, "So you have to just go through and play live reps in football before live action comes in September. So you'll see our starters go out and get reps this week versus Pittsburgh," which I think is smart. Look, again, I do think there is something to getting hit. And as D'Amico Ryans said, getting in there, seeing some live bullets, getting some live reps, getting hit, getting back up, knowing that you're good, and maybe doing that a time or two, then getting out and moving on. But I do think there is definitely something to getting some live reps and, you know, being hit and being able to get back up. So, look, we don't know. As far as our side goes, you don't know if Kirk Cousins is going to get that ability to get those live bullets and live reps in preseason, but we will see what happens. I believe some of our starters definitely will play, but it doesn't seem like Kirk Cousins will. But we'll see. We'll find out. A lot. Maybe after what goes down in joint practice, what does or doesn't go down in joint practices, that could change the mind maybe of head coach Raheem Moore. So we'll see. But those are some NFL headlines for you here on the Hometown Take. And when we come back here on the Hometown Take, we'll close things out, wrap it up, and we'll hand things off to the morning shift. Allie Mack, she's in with Mike Johnson and Bo Morgan. We'll catch up with Allie Mack and the boys right after this and wrap things up on Hometown Take on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know,
the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.